So that first step in any meditative endeavor is just to close the eyes, to withdraw the mind from external pabulum, and to start to honoring and focusing inside. It's just a way to get connected with yourself. Just like you create a friendship by acknowledging the presence of someone else, it starts with an acknowledgement. Similarly, to start a meditative practice based on an internal endeavor, we have to acknowledge that we have an internal presence, that there's an internal world that's part of our human personality. And that starts with closing the eyes and coming into a nice, slow breathing pattern, a two-step breathing pattern. Purak is your inhalation, Rechak is your exhalation. You're breathing in and out through the nose, shoulders still, using the abdominal or intercostal muscles to guide the breath. And within a few respirations, you should start to feel a change in your mental state. Now, in yoga, we always practice on the endeavor and not the outcome. But nonetheless, you will see that there is a change. And we talked about the breath and how it's linked up with the mind, the wavelengths of the breath help to channelize and calm the wavelengths of the mind. And work into that three-step breathing pattern. Inhale, retention of breath, and exhale. Just get used to that rhythm to start. And then if you wish to take it a bit deeper, let's be a little bit more systematic, making a 4-4-8 ratio by counting the tip to the finger, then the next joint using the thumb to touch the tip of the index finger, then the first joint, the second joint, and then to the base of the digit. That's 4. And then to go back, you hit the base, and then each of the succeeding joints until you get to the tip. So on your inhale, you'll count off 4. And then retention of breath, count out the next 4, going the other direction. And then on your exhale, you'll do that for 8 counts, the full one direction and back. I'll just give you a few moments to do a few rounds of that. And you may find that the finger counting is helpful, or it may be just one more external distraction once you've come into a nice rhythm. So it's up to you whether you wish to continue to count it off. Some people like the structure, or some people find that it's a little bit diverts the mind. So it's totally up to you if you want to continue it or not. But it does generate a certain rhythm that's quite helpful in your three-step breathing pattern. And as also we talked that breathing is not the full essence of a meditative endeavor. We want to engage the mind. In Sanskrit, the word might be bow or ideation. To infuse and imbibe the mind with a positive idea. Just use the breath easily to quiet the mind, to let the chitter-chatter of the mind subside. And on your next inhale, draw the breath deep inside, all the way to the center of the mind. Come into that very unique center point. And exhale out slowly. We're just lengthening that breath easily. And we're also establishing our seat, our place, deep inside the mind. We talked about that, finding that I feeling, making that elusive point very practical. Very palpable, and getting the mind introverted, changing our inner rhythm, our inner vibration. And then just imbibing or reciting the phrase, I am peace, or I am love, or I am the ocean of tranquility, or anything you like. If you use something like the ocean of tranquility, if you use something like that, you might even visualize the ocean for a little bit just to take in the inner essence of that idea. And if you don't use a visualization, that's fine. But you're suffusing the mind with the essence of that very subtle, sublime ideal. If the mind wanders, bring it back. Slow the breath. Embrace your ideal. And goad the mind in that very sweet and tender direction. Every human being on this planet has inner aspirations to do something great, to feel something very beautiful in life, to go beyond the mundane, go beyond the unit self, to feel something that's really charming and peaceful inside. Just cultivate that idea, honor it. And use it to fuel your meditation into a deeper place. A place that's totally your own. So you've got your practice, you've got your breath, you've got your ideal, you've got a few tricks of the trade to keep the mind focused, and use that to delve deeper into your meditation. See how still, how resplendent the mind can become. When you like, draw the palms together and touch those thumbs just to the doorstep of the mind, to the Trikuti point. You're just honoring that whole mental sanctuary. And then on your exhale, drawing those hands down to the level of the heart. Good. Honoring that heart, that inner aspiration, that search for peace, for love, for a sense of beauty, lies right there. And in that way, honoring those points, and we close out our meditation.